there's a confluence of a number of different trends that I think are impacting the future of brand building and marketing. One is societal, another is technological, and then the third is what I would call commercial activations.
Hey, what's up, branding experts? Welcome to On Branding Podcast. And today I have a very special guest, Mitch Dackler. And Mitch is a brand consultant, but he's also a TEDx speaker, best-selling author, and the founder of Full Search. So Mitch has worked with big brands like ExxonMobil, Deloitte, Caterpillar, Hyatt Hotels, just to name a few. And so he has over 3 decades of experience in brand management and consulting at Unilever, the Coca-Cola Company, and Profit. And so today we are going to talk about his new book that just coming out, The Future Ready Brand. Hello, Mitch. Thanks for joining us today.
Hey, thank you. Good to be with you as well.
Thank you so much. Your book is coming out soon on May 14th. Let's start off with a simple question. What motivated you to actually write this new book?
What I noticed through a lot of my interactions with clients is just that we're at a point where there's a confluence of a number of different trends that I think are impacting the future of brand building and marketing. And they cut across a few different dimensions. One is societal, another is technological, and then the third is what I would call commercial activations. The book covers all three of those different facets. And there's 3 chapters in each. In society, I talk a lot about the increasing importance of purpose and transparency, changing attitude towards health and wellness, especially coming out of a pandemic, and then the emergence of Gen Z and how they are reshaping the marketplace. And then in the technological section, there are 3 chapters as well. And I talk in one about artificial intelligence and predictive analytics and how that's shaping how brands are built. Also extended reality in the metaverse, and then Web3 and blockchain. And then finally, how that convergence of technologies, those technologies that I just mentioned, are shaping things like content marketing, gamification, and influencer marketing. So that's a lot. And it's a lot of change and a lot of evolution, if you will, to process in a short amount of time.
No, it's great. So you cover basically different elements of brand building and then those new technologies as well. But let's start with talking about a corporate purpose, right? Now we see more and more brands try to leverage that kind of a trend, right? And there are different ways to go about that. So can you just talk to us about some of the best practices, the right way of doing that and using and defining your brand purpose and then using that for marketing and brand building?
Yes, I think that the key is, and I interviewed over 40 CMOs across all of these topics. Obviously, not everyone talked about every topic, but a number of them did talk about purpose. And the first thing that really popped for each one of them is the importance of authenticity and to be genuine. Purpose is very different from having a corporate social responsibility platform, a CSR, right? That's all well and good, and there's certainly nothing wrong with it. But purpose is something much stronger, and it's just much more embedded in everything that the company does and everything it stands for. And in order for that to really be effective, it has to be genuine and authentic. And that's really where it starts. And then secondly, is it needs to be embedded in everything you do. Right. So it should be reflected in the choices you make, the strategic decisions that are made by a company. And in a perfect world, it actually will help shape the positioning of the corporate brand.
Right. I forgot to mention that, but in your book, you featured those interviews with many different CMOs of some of the biggest brands, as I mentioned, yeah. Deloitte, but also like Danone, CVS Health, BMW, American Eagle, Lexus, so Pepsi, New Balance, so some of the biggest brands. And okay, so some of my key takeaways for our listeners, your purpose needs to be authentic. It should be embedded in everything that you do so that the decisions that you're making, the strategic decisions, the positioning, and in everything that you do, that purpose should kind of underline everything that you do as a brand, right? And in the book, you go into detail and you describe different techniques on how to define that purpose, how to find that purpose, and then talk about that and embed this purpose in those different aspects of brand building. And now, in your book, you also talk about AI, using AI and those emerging technologies. So can you just talk to us about that? how to make a sense of AI, how to leverage that for creating better brand experiences.
So in terms of AI, the capability, the machine learning is really what is enabling a lot of the advances in AI and how it's improving marketer effectiveness. But what it really comes down to is this really enabling what I would call hyper-personalization. Marketing is no longer a case of one to many. And segmentation years ago was one of the first steps to make the marketing, the brand a little bit more personal. You would segment the market and there might be 5 or 6 or 7 distinct segments within the market. And you would then tailor the experience or the offer or both to those individual segments. And now with AI, you have the ability to essentially micro segment, to have not just 4 or 5 or 6, but dozens or hundreds or even thousands of segments, essentially. And then to create your offer and the associated experience in a way that's highly more personalized to those individuals. And it's really the technology, AI's ability to do that fast and at great scale that has enabled this.
Yeah, that's a great point that you're making. So basically, the way we can use AI for marketing effectiveness is through creating an offer that is more personalized, right? So in the past, we've seen segmentation, right? You can create different segments of your audience to better appeal to them and connect with them. But now we can do it on a larger scale and go in deeper, because we can leverage machine learning and AI to help us create this offering and create those stories and talk about our product or service in a way that connect with those different segments. And we can go really deep and deep into that. Now, in your book, Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, no, I was going to say, sorry to interrupt. I was going to say one of the best examples I had that I interviewed the CMO of Sephora and the cosmetic brand, right? They have, I think if memory serves, over 300 brands. They have over 5,000 products. And what they are able to do with their in-store associates, with the assistance of AI, is ask a number of questions to a consumer, a potential consumer in a store. And then just based on that feedback, develop a very personal recommendation, just based on a combination of their skin type, their complexion, do they want SPF, where do they live, how old are they, their hair color, eye color. Come up with a perfect offer, if you will, perfect product recommendation based on those different factors. And it's really AI technology that enables that kind of hyper-personalization.
Yeah, that's a great example. Do you have any other examples of brands so that we all know them and we can understand the concept? I think it's a great example, by the way. Any other examples you can give us?
Yeah, there's numerous examples. Another one I would point to is McDonald's, and a lot of the fast food and restaurant chains are doing this as well. But what they are able to do, again, is especially through zero-party and first-party data, they understand consumers, right, at a very detailed level, not just in terms of what their behaviors and preferences are, but also the surrounding context. So in other words, where are they at a particular time and day? Right. And what's going on? Where are they actually physically located? What day of the week is it? Right. Do they tend to have a certain routine on a Tuesday or Thursday afternoon? And as such, can you make an offer that will be particularly enticing to them and prompt them to want to make a visit? And that's just obviously a level of targeting and personalization that has never been possible before.
In your book, you also talk about Gen Z and how to connect with them. Can you just talk to us about some of the key takeaways from your book? What are some of the unique ways we can connect with them? We know that Gen Z audiences, they're more individualized, but also, you know, what's the best way to actually connect with Gen Z these days?
Yeah, so in my interview with the Coty CMO, so again, a personal care brand, but he talked a lot about this notion that Gen Z is actually a couple of different profiles. He talked about Gen Z me and Gen Z we. And sometimes they actually exist within the same consumer, right? But they talk about the multidimensionality of the generation itself. So Gen Z me is very much about individualism, self-expression, authenticity. A lot of people, if you think about people who you know that are in Gen Z, they are very much about self-expression. and they like to chart their own course, pave their own way. They like to express themselves and their individuality through the brands that they purchase. They're highly creative. But then there's also Gen Z We, which is very much about the environment, diversity and inclusion, things like that. They care very much about the purpose and the cause that we spoke about just a few minutes ago. They are highly engaged, very socially conscious, concerned about the planet, sustainability, and so forth. And it's really, I think, for brands to be successful, it's needing to appeal to really both of those, this notion of self-expression and individuality, but also caring about somebody more than just yourself and doing good for the world.
So there is this dualistic mm-hmm. nature of Gen Z, right? Gen Z me versus Gen exactly. Z we, and you go in detail and talk about that and some strategies, some marketing strategies on how to connect with both, right? So we've talked about that, we've talked about AI, and then we also have other technologies like VR, AR, MR, and you talk about that in the book as well. So can you just, for those who want to understand this, how we can leverage those technologies, can you just give us some examples of how we can create more immersive brand experiences for our customers using some of these technologies?
Yeah, sure. There's several that come to mind. One is, I'll continue an example that I referenced earlier with Sephora, yeah. Right? Remember I talked about how AI can influence a recommendation. Take that even one step further. Through augmented reality, the Sephora CMO talked a lot about how they can actually show you what different products would look like on you, right? Through AR, without necessarily having to try on. If you think about having to apply makeup, right, cosmetics, and then putting it on and taking it off, and might it affect your skin in a way that's not desirable and things like that. Through AR, you can actually take a look at what a particular cosmetic product would look like on your own face without actually having to sample it. And what they've noticed is that's led to a lot more exploration, a lot more willingness to try products and brands that they would have never in the past. And while some of that may just be the novelty of the technology, I think it's logical to assume that just this type of immersive experience is really engaging and can open up a whole lot of new possibilities for brands.
Yeah, it's a great example. And I've seen this, some of it myself, especially like, for example, when buying glasses, right? You can try them on before you order these glasses. So maybe that's more relevant for me as a man, but obviously for women, Sephora.
And IKEA is another example. You can take pictures of your living room, right? Or your family room, and actually then take a look at the products that IKEA offers and how will that look in my layout, in my specific floor plan. So again, it's just the opportunity, the AR and the VR beyond metaverse, which I think has gotten a bit of a quick start and then a sudden stop. There is this notion of the immersive technologies that really can exist in marketing and brand building without necessarily going all out into the metaverse.
No, that's a good point. Yeah, IKEA, we can all relate to that as well. I think Amazon is doing something similar as well. I think they have this feature. I actually tried this. So if you buy like a sofa, which I recently bought, you can actually like put it in your room using your phone camera, see how it's going to look like. These are great examples of how we can leverage augmented reality to provide better experiences for our customers.
Levi Strauss. Yeah. The jeans company is doing the same thing. And actually, they use both AI and AR. So they have a virtual stylist that can help you pick out a jean that might fit your particular body type, your build. But then also through AR, take a look at what it actually would look like on you. So they're, I think, another brand that's a good example of using both.
Yeah. So fashion brands, obviously, as well, furniture brands. We just need to come up with ideas. I think at the end of the day, most of the industries can leverage those technologies in some kind of a way, right? And then we also have Web3, another emerging technology, which honestly, I'm not super familiar with, as with those others like AI and VR and AR. So can you just talk to us briefly about that?
Yeah, I think Web3 is still in its infancy. And it's interesting, as I mentioned, I interviewed over 40 CMOs, and there were only a handful, a few that talked about what they're doing today in Web3. I think there's still a lot of dabbling and experimentation. But the notion of Web3 is essentially the democratization of the web and the decentralization of the web. Right now, the World Wide Web is really, in a nutshell, it's controlled by a few very big intermediaries, namely the Googles and the Facebooks of the world. And in the future, through blockchain technology in particular, it's going to be much more decentralized, and it will give a lot more power to consumers to control their own data, right? Not necessarily have to give it up to Facebook or, and to Google and so forth. And it will provide for a much more one-to-one relationship between brands and consumers. That certainly is the belief at this time. Again, I think it's still in its infancy, though.
It's been great talking to you. We're going to link to your book. So the book is coming out soon on May 14, as I mentioned earlier, but you can pre-order now the book on Amazon. I think you talk about all these different new technologies and in how brands can stay relevant and keep evolving using those new technologies. I think it's super interesting. And obviously, you've also interviewed many CMOs, and we get a lot of examples of big brands, so we can get the idea of how to leverage those new technologies. So I encourage you guys to check out the book. I will definitely check. I have a copy, actually, but I will dive deeper into that. And for those who want to connect with you, what's the best way to reach out?
Yeah, as I mentioned, I'm a brand strategy consultant. My firm's name is Full Surge, FullSurge. So you can reach me or us at FullSurge.com, and also Mitch Duckler on LinkedIn. Either one. I would love to hear from any of your listeners and viewers and discuss what they're doing in the world of branding.
Yeah, awesome. Awesome. So we're going to link to your LinkedIn and to your company website. It's been great talking to you. Thank you so much.
It was wonderful meeting you. I appreciate the time.
Thank you.